Let me give you some critical tips for helping you step around landmine number one. Here's number one. Forget everything you know. Be a student again. Be insatiably teachable. It's like this. Imagine buying a McDonald's franchise. Now, they have built and developed a system that has proven to work and to make money. Now, you come along and say, hey, I really like ham sandwiches, so I'm going to replace the Big Mac with the Big Pig. No, you wouldn't do that. Whatever they are doing has been developed through diligent study, research, and proof. Don't mess with it. Just follow it. Number two, trust and plug into the system. The most important necessity to foster duplication is to have a system that anyone, anywhere, at any time can plug into. This is where you transfer the issue from being about you to being about the system. You don't want to do all the work. First of all, it won't work, and you will kill yourself trying. No, you want the system to do all the work. Not only will it then work for you, it will work for anyone. And that's when the magic of duplication can kick in and send your financial potential into the stratosphere. Again, back to the McDonald's reference. They have an exact system that every franchisee follows to the letter. That is the only way they can operate 31,000 franchises, employing 1.5 million people in 119 countries on 6 continents. Wouldn't you want a business that big? Then it has to be built completely around a system. It is the only way you will ever have a nationally or even internationally expanded business. Use the system that has been built for you. Just don't mess with it. The existing formula works if you will just leave it alone and work it. And all this is additionally reinforced in suggestion number 3. Use the tools, don't be the tool. The company has agonized over and painstakingly developed the best possible tools for you to use. They have collaborated with the best experts and invested lots of money to create professionally designed and packaged materials into CDs, DVDs, websites, magazines, and brochures, etc. to tell the story of the business, the company, and the opportunity. Now you don't have to, so don't. You can look at it this way. The tool is the advertisement or story of the product, service, and company. The company could have paid TV cable operators or radio stations or newspapers to distribute that advertisement, but instead, they are giving you the opportunity to distribute it. The company benefits by getting the advertisement distributed by a credible, trusted source, you. Your benefit is if the person you hand it to likes it, instead of the TV, radio, or newspaper people getting paid, you do. And not just once, every time. Not just every time to those that you show the tool to, but every viral ripple effect from that point forward. Now, instead if you tried to verbally give the ad or story yourself, 2 things would happen. One, it probably would be bad, certainly not as good as the professionally produced version by the company. Thus, the person probably won't buy. And 2, there will never be a ripple effect as you will not get anyone else to walk around blabbing the ad and story effectively. It is far more comfortable, easier, enjoyable, and effective to let the tools be the advertisement. All you have to do is distribute the ad or tool to people you care about and want to help out. The key point here is be the messenger, not the message. Be the distributor and not the infomercial. Think of it this way. If your mouth is moving, your finger should be pointing at the well-packaged and prepared third-party tool. Keep that in mind. If your mouth is moving, your finger should be pointing at a tool.